general manager and head coach of the Edmonton Rush. The Rush, of course, had an excellent season. Didn't end the way they wanted, losing in the mini game to Calgary by a score of 2-1. But Derek Keenan has been nominated for both General Manager of the Year and Coach of the Year. He joins us now. Derek, which one did you do better, GM or coach?
Well, I think the GM stuff, you'd have to go back 2 or 3 years. That's kind of when the rebuild started. And so, you know, the coaching stuff is, you know, it's a group effort too. You know, you obviously have really good assistant coaches and players to buy in. So, honestly, I can't really answer that, to be honest, Jason.
I'll answer it for you either way. Yeah, I will say that this season, I think you'd probably have a better chance of winning Coach of the Year because your team was really built, you're right, like a few years ago. You brought in two rookie guys, but other than that, your good GMing from a few years ago is probably when you should have won it, and now you just kind of kept the stability going. That also means, though, as your GM, you have the number 3 overall pick coming up in this year's draft. When I look at your organization, and I know that we a lot of teams talk about taking the best player available, but there's really kind of a void maybe in one area of your team, no defense, definitely not goaltending, would likely be a young right forward to go with Matthews, Greer, and Corey Small, and other guys on your other side. Is that fair?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think Curtis Knight and Robert Church are there to stay for a long time, and both really young, skilled players. And then I look at Jared Davis as more of a two-way guy. In fact, if we were fortunate to get the guy we want, a big body, right, who can play inside through the draft or trade, then, you know, we could probably move Davis to more of a true transition role where he actually plays both ends of the floor. And that's a weapon that isn't used a lot in our game anymore, but he's capable of it. So it would give us that option, and it would be an exciting thing for our team, I think, and a kind of an added element. So, but yeah, I mean, that's where I think our mindset is right now. In fact, I just finished my evaluation of this season today and be forwarded on to our ownership and go from there. But that's going to be my recommendation, that we try to get better in that area and either through the draft or through trade, depending on how things fall out.
Derek Keenan, GM and head coach of the Rush, joining us. Derek, you've had a few weeks now to sit back and probably let the emotions come down from a tough loss. The playoff format, we saw it in both both finals in the East and the West, and the league championship, all go to the mini game. What's been the thought from GMs and coaches around the league? Do you like it? Would you prefer a 2-game total point? Do you think that format will be back next year?
Well, first off, if it changed, I think they have to, or if it stays, I think they have to change the name of it. Mini game just sounds, you know, it just doesn't sound right. But I think from our end, I know from our board of governor perspective, from Bruce and Al Riz, Bruce Irvin Al Riz, is we're going to recommend a 2 out of 3, and the board of governors meet next week. So that's going to be our recommendation, and we'll see where that goes. Of course, we still face the same roadblocks with that in terms of arena availability and timing and the season, you know, when it ends, and probably not going to change from an 18 game schedule, I don't think. So if it's going to be 2 out of 3, then you got to find the time to do it. But that's going to be our recommendation. I'm sure the 2-game total goals go back on the table, but from a fan perspective and, you know, from an excitement standpoint, certainly, you know, from the league standpoint, it worked because, you know, all the games went to the extra time. One went into sudden death. You know, the Rochester, the eventual winner, went to sudden death in the main game to get to the final. So that worked, but I sit there and watch the final and go, okay, it's Saturday night and probably the arena available in Rochester on Sunday. Why aren't we playing a game 3? So,
yeah,
you know, that's kind of what I mean. And the reality of it, too, is really in watching that game, the last probably 10, 12 minutes, both teams in the regular game, it was 16-10, they kind of nailed it in. You know, there wasn't really a lot of, they were going through the motions and playing for that, the extra time. And, you know, sure enough, Calgary got too early, and then it was quite a finish. It was, you know, Rochester kind of showed their experience. You know, it was under 3 minutes when they finally scored, and then they got 3 in a row. So pretty exciting finish, that's for sure.
You mentioned their experience. You guys were down. You know, Calgary had scored two goals in the first 3 minutes of that of the mini game, overtime, whatever you want to call it. And you did close the gap to 2-1. And then Zach Greer hit both goalposts on one shot. Did you feel your team maybe lacked a little experience in that situation, Derek?
Well, I mean, the 10-minute game, nobody's ever experienced it. But of course, they've all played in overtimes and. You know, I think we're getting there. I mean, a lot of that group, more than half of that group played in the 2012 championship game. And, you know, so they've been through it in that other level as well. But, you know, there's two ways to get that experience. You gain it through doing it yourself, or you go out and get that experience. You go out and get a guy who's won numerous championships. But that's not easy to do anymore. You know, like, you know, we have a pretty tight cap, and we're going to stay with our plan, hopefully to stay in young. But our guys are going to learn from it, you know, and I'm sure they're going to be hardened by it. When it comes, if it does come upon us again, then, you know, we'll be ready for it, hopefully.
Derek Keenan, head coach and GM of the Rush, joins us. Derek, you know, you mentioned the 18-game season will stay in place. Do you see any, has there been any talk, any rule changes potentially on the table?
Not yet. Competition committee, I don't think, till August. So I haven't really heard a lot of China. There is some talk about the replay rule. You know, it's a little bit, you know, another reason why, I guess. I mean, when you look at our situation in the playoffs, how much of a home floor do we really have? Because when you in terms of the replay, the way it's structured now, you know, the home team always shows their own replay when it's to their favor, and when it's the visiting teams, you know, they don't show it. So
yeah.
Well, we got the extra 10 minutes where it really didn't come into play. So I think that's something that's going to be looked at. Okay, should they show replays at all? If they are going to show them, they should show all of them. Or don't show them at all. But because it is a little bit unfair for the visiting team, you know, when it comes to the replay. That's the only kind of rumblings I've heard. I mean, other than that, I think our game's in pretty good shape. I think, you know, the officials need to sometimes revisit the rule book and make sure they're enforcing everything, especially, you know, with off-ball stuff and holding and things like that, and revisit a bit. But I think overall our game's in pretty good shape.
Well, Derek, congratulations on the nominee for General Manager of the Year, Coach of the Year. It was an outstanding season for your team. I know it didn't end the way you want, but, of course, a record-breaking season starting the year 14-0. And something tells me a few of your players likely to be in the running for Goaltender of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year, Transition Player with Chris Corbeil, most likely. Curtis Knight is up for Sportsman of the Year. So a great season for the Rush, and hopefully next year you guys can continue it. Appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jack.